Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you, God. Come on, he's worthy. He's worthy right now. We love you. We praise you. We worship you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is here in a great way. Amen. Thank you for your worship, your sensitivity to the things of God. Amen. That's important. Amen. But he's here to bless you, touch you. Amen. And he desires to meet your needs here tonight. We're so thankful to have the Pattersons with us. Amen. Missionaries in Romania and the Middle East. Right? All right. Amen. So we want them to come and speak to us what God has laid on their hearts. Show us their burden. Amen. Come on up, folks.
Let's give that hand clap to the Lord right now. Let's thank him. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord that's in this place right now. And that atmosphere is when you come expecting, full of expectation tonight, and praise and worship the Lord. I feel like we're going to have a great time tonight in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for having us, Church of Pentecost. I love your name. You may be seated. I love your name. It's quite interesting when we go to Romania. There's some Pentecostal churches. Amy, don't believe everything that we hold dear. But in the Romanian Bible, the word Pentecost does not appear. It's only the word 50th day, which we know that's what Pentecost means in Greek. But I love sharing with people, even though they might not believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said, well, you know why you're called Pentecostal, right? You know what that word means. And they're like, well, I don't know. That's just what churches are called. I said, no. I said, the word Pentecost is on the day of Pentecost, on the 50th day, when the people gathered in the upper room and the Holy Ghost fell on the church. And when Peter said, repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Acts 2:38 in Romanian says, Pocăiți-vă la zis Petru și fiecare din voi să fiți botezat în numele lui Iisus Hristos spre iertarea păcatelor voastre și apoi veți primi darul Sfântului Duh. It says the same thing. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's why we're Pentecostal, amen? Because we believe what happened on that day, and we believe the message that was preached on that day. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to say that. I just feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. We're missionaries to the country of Romania, 20 million people that need to hear this gospel of Jesus Christ. My wife and I, we are in the city, capital city of Romania, which its name is Bucharest. It has 3 million people, and we're the only Jesus-named church in the whole city, and we have a great harvest field. One time when we first got to Romania, my parents are also missionaries. We were the first missionaries there in the country of Romania after communism. People were not allowed to worship God. And when we got there, we went to visit a church, a cathedral, an Orthodox church. And as we were there, my grandfather was visiting, or my dad's father, and my dad was there. And there was a man that was there, and he asked my dad, what are you doing in Romania? Because everyone asks us, what are we doing in Romania? Because they think we're a little crazy coming from America to Romania, because the tide is the other way. And actually, our landlady at our apartment, she asked my dad one time, she said, what did you do in America for them to banish you to Romania? And she was serious. She thought like we had done a crime and we were banished to Romania. Well, one time we were there in that cathedral and that man asked my dad, what are you doing here? And my dad responded, he said, we're missionaries, we're pastors, Christian missionaries. And the man looked my dad square in the face and he said, you are too late. Hollywood already beat you here. Materialism, these things have already taken the place. And that kind of can get discouraging a little times, because we do see the cemeteries, and for those people, yes, it was too late. But I don't want to look at it like that, because I know there are people that are there right now. And we can't be too late for them. We must go, we must preach, we must love them, we must share the gospel, we must be apostolic and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name. There's no other salvation. There's no other gospel But the name of Jesus, we want to share a video presentation with you and kind of give you some pictures and videos to put with what I'm speaking about today. God bless you. Thank you so much for having us. Amen. Man, let's go ahead and play that video. Amen.
Of all the revolutions that swept Eastern Europe late last year, only Romania's led to massive bloodshed. It was the most violent, the most confusing, and the least conclusive of all the uprisings.
Over 25 years ago, one family answered the call. They have labored and planted, and now we are answering the call of the 20 million souls in Romania.
Vă botez în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos spre iertare păcatelor noastre.
Numele Lui. Știți că moartea, îngropare și înviere Lui Hristos este nu numai o vestie, dar este și pentru mine în ziua de astăzi.
Așa e.
Așa, așa.
Since the fall of communism, the Romanian people have been crying out for revival. Bucharest, the capital city, is a city of over 2 million people and has only one apostolic church. Our vision is to see an apostolic church in each area of the city. The vision does not just stop at these city limits, but reaches far beyond the 20 million souls of Romania. It is our passion and goal to see an apostolic church in every city and in every village. We will see the vision become reality through Bible school, through conferences, through personal connections in every part of this beautiful country. The sounds of revival is growing stronger each and every day. And by the power of the Spirit of our living God, and by the backing of you, God's people, we will reach Romania with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. It's so wonderful all that God is doing around the world, and I hope you can just catch a glimpse of that. And many times we've seen this video, and maybe sometimes people are just so, I guess they like to just watch it. But a lot of times it reminds me, I've seen it almost every time we're in service, but it reminds me of those people. Yeah. It's not just a video to show you, and as much as we love it, and it's a great video, but it's about showing you the faces of the people that you are reaching. And sometimes we can get caught up in where is the country, about the country, but I want each of us tonight, we can just remember some of those faces, because I believe the Lord is going to do a great work through this church and praying for those faces. And they're not just faces, but they are souls that need the Lord tonight. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be here. And I just was feeling the last few days just to encourage the church tonight that many times we don't feel like we see the Lord moving, and maybe in our situation, or we're praying for our family member, or we're praying for our nation, and we don't see or hear what God is doing. But let me remind you tonight that God is doing such a great work, even though you don't see it at the moment. Sometimes it's working in the background, and then it all just happens in us. It feels like in a moment, because that's the way our God works sometimes. And just to share a little bit of my story, I grew up in Scotland. My parents are both Scottish, and so I'm a citizen of the United Kingdom. And if you ask about my accent, yes, it sounds a little funny, as in, where is my accent? It kind of is in here somewhere. The Lord gave me it, and it's in here, I promise. Maybe after service, I'll be able to switch back. I'm not sure. But the reason I'm telling you that tonight is because I'm so thankful for the church, because it's because of the church that they sent a missionary, brother and sister Robert Kelly, to Scotland over 35 years ago. And they stayed, and they reached so many people. And some of those people, some of those faces, was my family. It was me. I'm so thankful for our missionary, for our church that prayed, that sent, and then for our missionary to just invest in my life. Sometimes God sends the right people. It may not seem that I didn't feel like I needed God in that moment, but the Lord knew. And he was working on me, and for the right moment, sent a missionary into my life. I know each of us tonight know of someone we can think, it's because they reached out to me. It's because of a pastor that I'm here today. And so I'm just very thankful for that, and I want to encourage you tonight that just keep pushing, keep praying, because God is going to do the miracle, even though you don't see it at the moment, but he is working, and he is such a holy and worthy God. And tonight, this song is simply singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And if you know it, first of all, I'll sing in Romanian, and I believe it's not just for the language sake, and it's beautiful, but it's so much more than that. I believe that when we sing or when we pray in the Spirit, that the Lord is working where we don't maybe know where he's working. I believe he's going to open doors, and I pray that this song, we're not just singing it, but it'll be that the Lord's presence will just fill the nation of Romania. He'll just fill this place tonight too, in Jesus' name. So why don't we do that for a few moments? Thank the Lord.
Bibles to Acts chapter 12 and verse 5. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Thank you, Brother Roberts, for having us today. Amen. What an honor it is to be here. Great atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Great to meet you. Great to meet this church. Amen. The Lord wants to do something tonight, and I want to be willing for the Lord to do that. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 12, verse 5, the Bible says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. Verse 8, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. I want to preach on this simple topic tonight. Put shoes on your faith. Put shoes on your faith. I know the Lord is here tonight. I know the Holy Ghost is here and going to touch us tonight. But some of us need to put shoes on our faith. Say, God, I want to respond to your word. I know, God, you've already broken the chains. You've already opened the door. We just need to put our shoes on tonight and come on and say, God, I am ready for what you have for me. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful for the word of God here tonight. It's so descriptive, the word of God, how it says in verse 1 that if you can read the story, if you have time later on, maybe you can do a greater study on it. But it was at that time that the Bible says that Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. In other words, he was persecuting the church for what they believed. And the Bible says in verse 2 that Herod killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And James, the brother of John, was the first disciple to be martyred. In verse 3, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Herod had all of this planned out. He thought, if I can just take away the disciples, if I can just take away Peter and kill him and put him in prison and kill him, then I'm going to take away the voice of the church. Sometimes plans of the enemy is pretty bad. But let me tell you, I come here to tell you tonight that the devil has no authority. His plans cannot work. Later on it says in the end of chapter 12 that Herod was so caught up with himself and that he sat upon his throne, and in verse 22, and people said, his voice is as of a god. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, and Herod died right there. And the Bible says, pretty graphic terms, he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. That's pretty graphic there, isn't it? In verse 24 it says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Doesn't matter what the devil intends. Doesn't matter what the devil intends and what situations and what chains that may be on your life tonight. I come to tell you that God has a different plan. God has a different way. And the Bible says, and when Herod had apprehended him in verse 4, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers. I didn't know what that meant either. What's a quaternion? Well, I had to study it. It means four. Four times four. 16 soldiers to guard one man. That's pretty big odds. Does it sometimes feel like we're in a possible situation? The Bible says there were 16 soldiers to guard him. There were the prison. There was the door of the prison. Then there was the iron gate outside of the prison. And the Bible says that, as we read earlier, that Peter was chained. He was there on the prison floor, or wherever he must have, I don't know if it was a big bed or what it was, but he was there chained, one soldier on his right and one soldier on his left. And he was just chained there, just waiting, trusting God, believing God. The church started praying. They gathered together. They said, let's pray for our brother Peter to get out of prison. And as they were praying, the Bible says that an angel of the Lord came. I've heard a quote that said that the angel fetched Peter out of prison, but it was prayers that fetched the angel. It was prayers that fetched the angel. God can send his angels all across this world. Your prayers make a difference. In verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping there. Did not know what was going to happen. He just knew the next day, he was going to die. I know a pastor in Romania that under communism, in 1989, he was on a list to be executed. The communist government found out he was pastoring, he was preaching the gospel of Jesus. So they arrested him and they put him on a list to die, to be executed. The very day that he was going to be executed, the revolution took place in the capital city. The communist government was overthrown and the police never got to his door because God made a way. It may seem like that very day it was going to happen, but God made a way. And I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight, maybe it seemed like you've been praying for something and you feel like you've been having these chains on it. It seemed like there's an impossible situation, but I come to tell you here tonight, it may seem like the very last day, but let me tell you, keep praying. Keep believing God. It may seem like it's an impossible situation, but the very moment, God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Very night the angel came, and the Bible says the angel had to hit Peter on the side. The Bible says the angel smote Peter on the side because Peter was sleeping so good. I don't know what Peter was doing. Maybe he was dreaming. I knew he had some confidence in God, because if I knew I was going to die the next morning, I don't know if I would sleep. I like sleep, but I don't know about that much. And the Bible says that the angel told Peter, arise up quickly. Arise up quickly. When God speaks to us, we need to act quickly. When God puts something on your heart, you need to act quickly. Don't wait. Don't let the devil come in and steal away that word and steal away that seed. If you need to be baptized, if you need baptism in the name of Jesus, I command you in the name of Jesus, be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't wait and just leave and say, I'll think about it. Let me tell you, you need to follow the word of God here tonight. If you don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost tonight. Don't wait until you say, I'm going to get it next Wednesday night or next Sunday. Let me tell you, tonight you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Quickly, quickly. And the Bible says that the chains fell off Peter's hands. I love how the Word of God just describes everything in this story. It's very specific. When Peter got up, the chains fell off from his hands. The Bible doesn't say that the chains were broken. I don't know when they were broken. They probably were broken before. But what we know is just when he got up, the chains fell off. We need to obey the word of God. And it maybe it feels like those chains are still on you. But when you get up, they're going to fall off in the name of Jesus. You don't have to wait until there's a breaking sound. Or you don't have to wait until something happens in your life. But you just have to get up and say, God, I believe your word. I trust in your word. There doesn't need to be another cross. There doesn't need to be another stripe on Jesus' back. God has already taken care of it all. God has already paid for your healing. Jesus has already shed his blood on Calvary. Jesus has already poured out his spirit. All we need to do is get up and lift up our heads and say, God, I am here. I arise and I am ready for whatever you have for me tonight. We had a... In our church in Romania, in Bucharest, we had a Sunday service. I was preaching a message. And as I was preaching the message, afterwards, we had altar call. And I asked, does anyone need prayer? And there was this lady that came to our front of the church. We only have a small place of worship. And she came up to the front. And I knew she was a Muslim lady that lived down the road. And she only had been to our church a couple times. But she said, I need prayer in my head. She had pain. I don't know exactly what it was, but she had pain, and she said, I need prayer. And I said, let's pray in the name of Jesus. I grabbed the anointing oil. I prayed for her in the name of Jesus. And in that very moment, the pain left her head. She left. She was on the way out the door. And, you know, sometimes what we do, Brother Roberts, we try to catch people at the door before they leave. And I said, do you want to have a Bible study in your home? And she said, yes. So I went to her home the next Wednesday night. I see you have Into His Marvelous Light. We have a Bible study almost exactly like this, translated in Romanian. I was teaching the Bible study, and I could tell that there was a group of about 10 to 15 people there. There was her family, her friends, just different people, all Muslim. And I could tell they didn't understand what I was talking about. They had never heard what I was talking about. I taught the Bible study, and afterwards I said, well, I said, does someone need prayer? I said, I believe God can heal. And the man that was sitting beside me, he didn't say anything the whole time. He said, I need prayer. I said, let's pray in the name of Jesus. Before I could start praying, the lady that had been to our church the Sunday before, she came to me, she said, Daniel, do you have any of that special liquid with you that you had on Sunday? She was talking about the anointing oil, right? And at first, I was like, what is she talking about? Special liquid? I don't have any special liquid. And then I thought, oh, she's talking about the anointing oil. And I was touched by her faith. And no, she didn't understand exactly what we call it or everything about our church. But all she knew is we got the anointing oil and we prayed in the name of Jesus and the pain left her. That's what she knew. And I said, I don't have any with me. I said, but if you have some cooking oil or something in the house, I said, we can use that. And she said, I do. And so she grabbed a bottle of vegetable oil right by the couch. I don't know if she was preparing for me or something. I don't know. But she grabbed it and she said, I'm going to buy some of that stuff. And so she grabbed it and she opened the cap. I stuck out my hand and she did this. Just pouring it onto my hands. And I was thinking, my goodness, you know, I don't need this much, you know. And then I kind of let it drip, to be honest. I kind of let it fall off a little from my hand because I didn't want to scare them, just grease this man's head. So I kind of let it drip off a little bit. She's probably thinking, what is he doing with all that special liquid? But I let it drip off a little bit, and I said, let's pray in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, what everyone didn't understand and what everyone was distracted, when I started to pray in the name of Jesus, tears started streaming down that man's face. All of a sudden, everyone stopped what they were doing. There were some people that was cooking. There were some people that was chopping wood. I wish I could say everyone was just listening and to what I was saying. But when they felt the presence of God, everyone stopped what they were doing. And they said they could feel something different. And their lady from that family has been baptized in Jesus' name, has come to our church and is filled with the Holy Ghost. And her 11-year-old daughter, which you saw in our video presentation that you saw my wife put her arm around, that was just baptized, 11-year-old girl baptized in the name of Jesus. I thank God for Sunday school. I thank God my wife taught her about Jesus' name, because the girl just came to me after church and she said, I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And she was baptized in Jesus' name. But she had to put shoes on her faith. There's some things in our life, I believe in all of our walk with God, that we need to take some steps of faith. Jesus has already died on the cross. There doesn't need to be another cross. But we need to take steps of faith to receive our salvation. We need to repent of our sins, death to ourselves. We need to be buried with Him in baptism in the name of Jesus. For there is no other name but the name of Jesus. And we need to receive and be resurrected with Him and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because in my mind, I know sometimes we may think, God, if you break chains and open doors and you heal, then God, can you just put shoes on my faith? Can you put shoes on my feet? Can God do that? Can God do that? Sure He can. God can do anything. I've seen where, I've heard stories where God translates people. God can do anything. But God wants us to take steps of faith in our walk with Him. Because the angel said, put your shoes on. Put your coat on. Put your cloak on. Put your clothes on. Because there's about to be a miracle that's taking place. And God wants us to take those steps of faith. Because God wants us to take those faith steps and say, God, whatever you have for me, I want to receive what you have for me. And when the Bible says that when Peter put on his sandals and put on his cloak and his garment, that he went out, and when they walked to the gate, the Bible says that the iron gate opened by itself. And the Bible says that Peter and the angel walked out and the angel departed from him. And then Peter was just left there, and the Bible says that Peter just came to himself and he realized what God had done in his life. And Peter went to the prayer meeting where they were praying for him. If we can read that in verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And the Bible says, and as Peter knocked at the door, and the Bible says that he shouted, amen. This is awesome. I have a couple Holy Ghost certificates over here. This is awesome. Amen. Sorry about that. I didn't want to step on him. And the Bible says that Peter was knocking at the gate, at the door, and he was shouting out. And the Bible says that the church prayer meeting, they were meeting in a house, by the way. God can move in a house. Just like God moved in a Muslim house. God can move in your house. God can move in your neighbor's house. I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight, we need to take some steps of faith. When God gives you something on your heart, say, go pray for your neighbor, pray for your neighbor. When you're at the grocery store, you see someone sick and say, can I pray for you in the name of Jesus? I believe that God can use you right there in that place in the name of Jesus. God can move in a home. God can move in a church. God can move on the sidewalk. God can move in a grocery store. And the Bible says they sent a young lady by the name of Rhoda to answer the door. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. A damsel, a young girl. And the Bible says that she didn't even open the door because she heard Peter's voice. And she ran back into the prayer meeting. If you can imagine with me, and everyone's praying, God, rescue Peter, Lord. And she comes in, she says, Peter's at the door. And the Bible says they actually told her, thou art mad. If you read that in verse 15, and they said unto her, thou art mad. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. What do you mean Peter's at the door? We're praying for Peter. Now, Rhoda, we know that you kind of don't pay attention in prayer meetings sometimes. But we're praying for Peter to get out of prison, Rhoda. And sometimes you know someone like that, you know. And the Bible says that she was so convincing. She kept on saying, and all the while, Peter's knocking at the door. They were praying, but they weren't opening the door. And the Bible says that she constantly affirmed, and she said, and they said, it is his angel. And all the while, Peter's just knocking and crying out. And finally, they opened the door, and they saw what God had done. That God had answered the prayer. That is what we need to do in our walk with God. We need to pray until we hear a knock. And when we hear the knock, open the door in the name of Jesus. We need to pray and say, God, maybe it's the last moment, God, but I'm going to pray for my family member. Maybe they never stepped a foot in the church, but I'm going to keep praying. And when they knock on your door and say, I want to go to church, open the door in the name of Jesus. We need to open some doors in our walk with God. God can move and God can operate, but it's not until we open the door of our faith and we put shoes on our faith and start walking towards the gate that the door opens by itself. And I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight that there's some people here that needs to take a step of faith. And I know that we're all here, maybe come from different backgrounds and different places. But let me tell you, we can all take some steps of faith in our walk with God. Young people, we can take some steps in our faith with God. Let God use you in the name of Jesus. I believe there's going to be some gifts that are poured out today in the name of Jesus. I want to be used of God, don't you? I don't want this world to pass me by. I want to be used of God. You can be a Peter. You can be a Paul. There are nations around the world that do not have missionaries to this day. My dad is a coordinator over Eastern Europe. He's over 14 countries. There's only about 5 or 6 missionaries in those countries. Country of Macedonia, for example. We've all heard about the Macedonian call. We sing about it. We pray about it. We preach about it. We love it. But there's no one there to preach the gospel. There's no one there. God, help us. Send us. Help us to take steps of faith. Country of Albania. Yes, it's closed. It's a Muslim country. We can't get in legally. But God, help us. Send a missionary. Send someone in the name of Jesus. We need to take some steps of faith. If you're here today, you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, if you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, those are some steps you must take in the name of Jesus. You must be born again of water and of spirit. I want to share one more story with you before I close. As I close. We were in North Romania. And we were in a poor area of the country. It was very poor. And about 5 or 6 hours from the capital city. And we had different churches invite us to go preach. And as we were there, there was pastors there. There were young people there. Let me tell you, we're so blessed here in the United States. We're so blessed. Because there are young people there. A lot of the churches there, traditional churches, they don't preach that young people can receive the Holy Ghost. That they can be baptized until they're 18 years old. And as a result, many young people come to church and go to church. I'm not talking about UPC churches. I'm just talking about in general. We've preached in hundreds of churches. As a result, there's many people that have not had that relationship with God. And as we were there that day, there were 6 young men that were there. I'd say from the ages of maybe 14 to 18, 17 years old. And none of those young men had ever received the Holy Ghost. And as we had a Friday night service. A few people got the Holy Ghost that night. I can't remember how many. And the next day we had a class and we have a seminar. We was teaching about prayer, about how being used in the gifts, about church reaching, evangelism, different things. And we took a break for lunch and we were eating good Romanian food. All right, we have good food in Romania too. Amen. We were eating, I believe, like, I always say this wrong. Was it pork steaks or what was it? Yeah, something like that. Amen. And polenta, I don't know if you ever heard of polenta. It's like a cornmeal grits. Very good. With sour cream and cheese. Maybe I shouldn't talk about this right now. I don't know. And so good thing I'm coming to close, right? And so we were eating. We were all eating. But I want to share this with you. Those young men, they were all kind of just eating. You know, when you're that age, you're just kind of like, I'm going to eat as much as I can. I'm hungry. Well, I noticed there was one young man that was not eating. He was just kind of looking down at the notes that we had there in the seminar. And you could just tell that he was just soaking in the word. He was just soaking in. He didn't eat anything. And I was kind of concerned about him because, you know, honestly, I didn't know. I didn't know why he was not eating. I thought he was sick. I thought he was not feeling good. He didn't like the food. I didn't know. And after lunch, we had a seminar on praying for people to receive the Holy Ghost, that God can use you to pray for someone to receive the Holy Ghost, that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost, that God can fill anyone with the Holy Ghost. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all should have the Holy Ghost in their life. For the promise is unto you and unto your children, to all that are far off. That means people in Romania. That means people here in Cleveland, Ohio tonight. That means you and I tonight. And as our speaker was preaching, or no, he was not preaching, he was just teaching, just sharing verses and just sharing from the Word of God. He stopped. He said, does someone want to receive the Holy Ghost right now? And that young man, you know how sometimes it takes people to warm up a little bit. That one young man that was not eating, he raised his hand. He said, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. He came up to the front and God filled him with the Holy Ghost just like that. For the very first time, he was speaking in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave the utterance. And afterwards, someone told me that that young man was fasting to receive the Holy Ghost. That's why he was not eating during lunch. No one told him he had to fast. You don't have to fast to receive the Holy Ghost unless that's what God lays on your heart. But that's what God laid on his heart. And on a Friday night, he saw people receive the Holy Ghost and he said, I want the Holy Ghost. Maybe everyone around me says I can't. Maybe everyone around me says I can't see something from God. But he says, I'm going to put my shoes on. I'm going to take a step of faith. I don't care what the world says. I want more from God. And God filled him with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the promise is the same here tonight. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what everyone else says. It doesn't matter what your family or your friends say. It doesn't matter what everyone else out there says, the Spirit of God is for you tonight. We can all stand here. And afterwards, someone told me he was fast to receive the Holy Ghost. God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And there was 5 young men. When they saw him receive the Holy Ghost, they said, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. They came up front. We had 5 young men that day receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. That weekend we had 40 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 40 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This was a gypsy family, gypsy crusades, gypsy churches. Everyone kind of counts them out and says they're not worth anything. But God sees them and loves them. And I feel tonight God is going to pour out His Spirit on us right now in the name of Jesus. We need to take our steps of faith tonight. God, whatever that may be, Lord, let me tell you, it's not too much to come to an altar today. That's not too much. There are people around the world that can't go to church because of war, because of persecution. We're here tonight. We're blessed here tonight. I want to ask this. There's someone here, just like that young man that's never received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to come to this altar right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that God fills us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone here that needs to receive the Holy Ghost? I want to open that up. Just like that young man, I didn't want that young man to miss his opportunity. I don't want you to miss your opportunity here tonight. Amen. I know we're mostly church family here, but is there anyone here that's received the gift of the Holy Ghost? I want to give that opportunity to you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Let's all bow our heads. Let's repent of our sins right now. The glory of the Lord is going to fall in this place. God's going to give visions. God is going to give gifts. God's going to impart His Spirit. But we need to take some steps right now in the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord to forgive us. In the name of Jesus, we come before You, O God. O God, forgive me, Lord. Wash me, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, cleanse me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Let's all pray right now, a prayer of repentance. Come on, this is a step of faith right now. This is a step of faith. We need the Holy Ghost to move here tonight. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus. The Holy Ghost is going to fall right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your hands right now in the name of Jesus. I want everyone across this place to lift their hands in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to take a step of faith. God is going to give you something in your spirit right now that you need to take a step of faith in your walk with Him. And I want you to take a step of faith and come to this altar. We're going to pray with this lady in the name of Jesus. But I want every one of us, we need to take a step of faith and say, God, I'm right here. I want to be ready, Lord, for You. I don't want us to be distracted. If I could have everyone's attention. Let's not be distracted right now. Let's just let the Lord, Holy Ghost, move in our spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, let's come and sacrifice our will, give it to the Lord. Let's take a step of faith. God's going to use you. If God puts on your heart to pray for a brother or sister, let me tell you, let God use you. Let God use you in the gifts. Let God use you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus that God fills us, that God strengthens us, that God sends us to places and to countries, to areas, to neighborhoods, to our neighbors, to places in this world. Maybe it seems like it's never going to happen, but let me tell you, we need to take some steps of faith right now in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands right now before God. I want us to worship Him right now. Name of Jesus.
While I am unaware, and You sing all around.
Yes, 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 yes.
But
come on, worship the Lord with me.
Never hear a sound.
The Holy Ghost is flowing right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, pour out Your Spirit, Lord, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Lord, I'm amazed.
Receive the power of God.
By You, how You love me.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. And how
pushing a little bit, but that's all right. Let's push. Let's push. Let's push. Let's go.
Lord, I'm amazed.
Yes, 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 yes.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. And how you love me. And how wide, how deep, and how great is your love for me. And how deep and how great is your love for me. And how wide, how deep. How great is your love for me. And Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed. for me. How deep, oh, how great is your love for me. And Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you and how you love me. Oh Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. By you and how you love me. Say, how wide, how deep, and how great. For me, and how wide, how deep, and how great is your love for me. How wide, how deep, how great is your love for me.
Hallelujah. And we just love him here tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Patterson. God is speaking to someone here today, or several of you. Brother Nate spoke on faith this morning. Awesome message. And again, faith tonight. Scripture says in Mark 11, in the morning as they passed, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, which thou cursed, and withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. And if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. What are you asking God to do? Do you believe? Have faith in God. Activated. Hallelujah. Whatever mountain it is he gave you, he just says use it. Amen. Use it. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Greet one another. Check out the table over here. Amen. It'd be a blessing to the night. God bless.